Well, welcome everyone to Ascending Masters Level 3, Session 2. Well, there is a lot that we have to talk about today. First thing, we really don't have any announcements, you know, other than our next session will be April 14th. And hopefully you already have that on your calendar. But yeah. The thing that I wanted to remind you about is there has been some changes in the back end of how it's no longer from Joan and John Walker. Your emails come from Ascending Masters. And so please do not wait to contact us Sunday morning, because I don't check my emails Sunday morning. Milena and I are doing what we have suggested to you, to sit quietly, increase your light frequency, and prepare yourself, create a sacred space and prepare yourself for the upcoming session. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Kimberly for a moment to give you some suggestions on how, if you are on Friday morning, that email is sent out with the Zoom link. So if you do not receive it by Friday afternoon, then that is when you need to contact us. So Kimberly, do you want to give them some suggestions or talk about what has transpired since the last meeting?
Sure. The email is coming from Ascending Masters of Light. And the email address is ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com. So if you, my suggestion would be to add ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com to your contact list. And that way it'll go to your inbox. If you don't get it, check your spam mail, because you don't generally get emails from that address, email address. So it most likely will go to spam. So you can just say, right click on it and say not spam, and it'll move it to your inbox. And then anytime you get something from ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, you should get it. But when you go to your spam, be sure and, you know, right click on it and say not spam. And it usually goes out around, I schedule it for around 5:15 in the morning on Friday mornings. So you should get it in the mornings. And if you don't, please, you know, I may be a little bit late in responding to emails or
you can email me, but just know I'm not going to respond Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But that's out of the question.
But I think everybody else should have gotten theirs. Everybody's here, so I think everybody got it, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess we're ready to get started, so let's all gather together. Milena, you want to get us started?
Hey, everybody, mute yourself, please, and let us all gather within our temple. Now, one of the things that was said on our opening session was that each time we gather as a community, the frequencies in the temple would be increasing. And they have, just ever so slightly. So, with your awareness, just match your frequencies to that of our light temple. Another thing that's a little different this year, that all of the green beans that were with us on opening day have elected to be with us on every session this year. So say hello to all these green beans. And we want to set our protocols in place. And those protocols, as you remember, is that we are each invited to open and receive all that will be offered to us today. Take a breath. Now, I guess as all of us recognize, there is a lot going on. Planetary energies are kind of off the chart. We've had these major solar flares this week. We are still in the throes of the openings of the energetics of the equinox. Tomorrow is the partial lunar eclipse. Next week is Easter. And then on April the 8th is that solar eclipse. So there's a lot going on beyond the energetics of what we are receiving in this group. So we had not intended to talk about these things much beyond what I've just said to you. But that kind of all changed in the last 2.5, 3 hours. So the equinox, of course, is about new beginnings. Easter is about ascension. And then we have this partial lunar, and then this full solar eclipse coming, which has a whole different energy, I think, that we'll talk about as we go on. So the cumulative effect of all of these things has created a significant energetic. Today is also Palm Sunday, which set in motion events that have been impacting humanity for 2,000 years. The Magdalene has been very present with me over the past 6 months. And as I was thinking about or considering whether I would say anything about today being Palm Sunday, I became aware of how the human aspect of her might have felt on this day and this upcoming week that we now call Holy Week, leading to the events of Easter. So Yeshua showed up this morning and said, "If you decide to talk about today and this week, I would like you to convey a few things from the perspective that this group can understand in your present time." First, he said it was his decision, of course, to ride into Jerusalem on the donkey with the palms in place. This demonstrated several things. It fulfilled an ancient Jewish prophecy. But important for us, he wanted us to know, it allowed him to publicly declare his I am presence. And the depth and the meaning of that, of course, was lost on so many at that time because they did not have the consciousness to know what he was saying. You do. And he also said this was his destiny. So, the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse The track of the eclipse is called the path of totality. And for some reason, when I first learned about the eclipse over a year ago, I kept referring to it as the pathway of destiny. And I still do that. So we in this community have a collective destiny to continue what Yeshua and the Magdalene began so long ago. So can you see from the state of consciousness that we in this group hold the entwining of the threads of these, at first glance, unconnected events? So there are precious gifts that are being offered to each of us to be discovered. And they are wrapped in an ethereal stream of light wisdom coming forth from the highest realms. So, this is what Yeshua wanted you to be aware of. So with that, let us welcome Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I come from the Council of Twelve and a stream of collective consciousness of the angelic realm, specifically the archangelic realm. And I come to bring a precursor of light energy, which is my duty as the carrier of Prime Creator's creative light. It has been my duty for many, many centuries of your time to be the messenger. And before I delivered my message, I always imparted to all of humanity a light frequency of the divine that would help them receive my messages. So I do that today because it is very significant, these dates that you have been marking on your present day calendar, to not only celebrate, but to draw your attention to their significance. So my message today is that this path that you presently have been engaged in are significant times, and that you are building an ascension template, as you well know. This template is for you individually, but it is also, there is a light template that you are creating and laying down for those who come after you. Those beings who enter this realm in a more refined state of consciousness, having bodies of the fifth dimension. And it is very important that you recognize that this light template is a living light template. And it is the second iteration of a light template that Mary Magdalene and Yeshua laid down 2,000 years ago, because that also was their destiny to impart, so that you in this present time could be firmly set on your ascension path. It was held in a quadratic magenta diamond, which you are familiar with, to be used by all humans who could have the state of being, consciousness, and frequency range to draw from it. These are times of new beginnings, new opportunities. And you, as ascending masters, are laying down the second iteration of this template that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene laid down 2,000 years ago. All of this council is indebted to you for the service that you have agreed to come here to do. Many of you came from very refined realms, and as Metatron has told you previously, at great danger to you to enter such dense realms of reality on planet Earth. But you all agreed and took on this task, and it continues and will continue when you have far left your human body. So we wanted you to be aware of this and be aware that the archangels are forever, as long as you are in body and thereafter, are here for you to bring light frequencies that help you in your evolvement and in your project of and duty that you have agreed to perform in this lifetime. So we are constantly providing light frequencies that you can draw from regularly. You can draw from them and help you and help yourself create frequencies of light that are uplifting and sustaining, and help you remember who you are as these teachings progress. So I am honored to come forth and represent all of the angelic realm, because we are very dedicated to you as you ascend into your mastery and remember the beautiful spirit that you are. So with that, I will withdraw from this conversation. But remember, we archangels are forever dedicated to you.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. And the Magdalene and Yeshua for what they have brought forth already today. So everyone take a couple of breaths. Let's pause just for a minute while we are being bathed in the magnificent frequencies of these grand beings before we begin. So, everyone, take a breath. Be aware of yourself. And carry these beautiful energetics into the rest of the segments today. So, we want to begin by giving you a bit more information on how you are now receiving all these energetics. Because this is so very important for each of us to understand, the council has asked that we reiterate some of what was given and also provide some more details. So, first, they would like you to understand that because the way you are now receiving is so different, that it will take you a few sessions to really begin to recognize the differences. And there is a learning curve on how you will access and assimilate the energetics in this new form. So, receiving the energetics as these massive blocks of information and light codes is how Joan and I have been receiving over the past 2 years. And it definitely took us time to adjust to those differences. So before these new changes that are now in play, she and I would receive the energetics, and then through the presentations, we would transmit those energetics to all of you. Now, with these energetic blocks already in place in your fields, when we transmit a presentation to you now, the presentations will function as activators to release the corresponding and necessary codes that are specific to you. And this will also activate the collective codes for the community as a whole, as well as those that are becoming part of the Ascension template that we are creating. So you can see there's a lot occurring on many levels. And because your soul and your prime directive are unique to only you, how you experience receiving and ultimately knowing what you are receiving will be different than how and what your friends may be receiving. So there are several reasons why these changes are occurring. As we are invited into these very different realms where the frequencies are so refined, it will feel quite different in your unique fields. You will learn as we continue to distinguish between the frequencies that are releasing from the energetic blocks that you hold in your field and the refined frequencies of these new realms that we will now be experiencing. So all of these frequencies combined are much more subtle and softer than what we may have experienced in the past. So for the most part, they are not going to knock your socks off because they are extremely refined. But this does not mean they are any less powerful. But because your state of being is so much higher, and in itself more refined, that generally these energetics will be received by you in a much gentler way. And this is due to the level of mastery that each of you now hold. There will at times be exceptions to this. And those exceptions will most likely be because something is specific to you, your prime directive, and who you are as a soul spirit. So this happened to me several weeks ago. Joan and I were discussing things that we each saw that might be presented in our upcoming sessions. And we touched on a particular topic, and it's one that she and I have discussed and spoken about in the past. But on this particular day, when it was mentioned, this huge download came neatly into my field with information I had never considered before. And this information was specific to my soul, my journey, and my prime directive. I was totally blown away and brought to tears. And because it was specific for me, Joan didn't understand why I was suddenly overwhelmed with emotion and couldn't even speak on this call. And it took me several minutes just to be able to convey what I was experiencing. So the reason I'm sharing this experience with you is a way of saying, don't be surprised by what you may receive during this year. So another reason for the changes in how you receive. Each of you are being prepared for the time when Jonah and I are ready to step back and really retire. And the council wants you to know that when that time does come, you will have everything in place for your continued ascension journey. Now, some of you have asked us directly if we will be continuing after this year. As long as Joan and I remain healthy and no unforeseen circumstances arise, we will very likely have a level 4 and maybe even a level 5 if enough of you are interested in continuing. We do know if we do continue, the sessions and the way they're scheduled will be structured differently than they are now. But we'll come back to this later in the year when we have a lot more information and details about that. So, if we do have a level 4, please know that the commitment from the council still stands, that at the conclusion of this year, you will ascend as an ascendant master when you leave this lifetime. With that said, there are different levels of ascension. So, if we do continue after this year, it will be like going to graduate school. So, either way, these 3 years will stand alone as a completed ascension series. So, the council also wanted us to remind you that your participation, I can't speak today, your participation and contribution in creating the ascension template will be part of your legacy to Earth and humanity. And that's huge. And it will also become a permanent light imprint within the matrix of your soul. Now, there's not been a lot of information given about the Ascension Template other than the fact that we are creating it and anchoring it for those who will be coming in after us. So to give us a little more insight, they have shared that this template has been designed to be fluid. And what that means is that built into its operating system is the ability for it to be added to, which will allow it to evolve as the consciousness of humanity evolves. I personally think this is brilliant because, as you are all aware, many of the foundational documents that have been used to form belief systems, government, church doctrines, etc., do not evolve. Generally, the story ends with the completion of the documents or with whatever the accepted historical and or academic perspectives are at the time. And there's rarely any expansion allowed in that. So this brilliant design takes all of that out of play. Amazing, don't you agree? So take a breath. This was a lot of information. So before we move on, are there any questions about what has just been presented? Okay. If not, please prepare. Welcome, Joan, and the Council of Twelve.
Greetings. We are the Council of Twelve. This council, as you know, is composed of 12 streams of massive consciousness. We have gathered to present a unique ascension process. You are requested to bring forth a specific memory code of yourself as an important, unique stream of collective consciousness that makes up this council. You are a significant member of this council because you are embodied in a physical body, and your soul essence is a magnificent example of a soul choosing to experience life on earth from a state of being that is unlike any other being embodied on planet Earth or any other being in this council. Lord Metatron asked you to review and bring into the present time previous information on the first three packets, light packets, and the fourth, fifth, and sixth strand of DNA that make up your physical body. These light packets and DNA strands reflect your memory of yourself as a soul. The memory is of great value to you in understanding and experiencing yourself as an individual soul who manifested a form of a physical body. The DNA strands support your consciousness that you are a soul using a sacred vessel, your body. This is important for you to recognize your body, your form that your soul manifested is a sacred vessel. And the more that you create a frequency of light within yourself and around that sacred vessel, it allows you to navigate and perform duties that you had not only agreed but desired to bring to earth at this time. Everything changes when you embrace this state of consciousness and begin viewing yourself from your soul's perspective. Your experience and state of consciousness are altered for eternity. The soul begins to alter the function of the first three chakras. These chakras are earth chakras, and this you're well aware of. They help you create and experience life on earth from a much different light frequency and state of consciousness. Take a deep breath. And allow yourself to absorb what we have just said to you. You are soul. You possess a sacred vessel that you can experience a different type of life than the average human on earth at the present time. You play such a significant role, and this role was your destiny, your soul's destiny to provide the things that you have been receiving and also giving forth from just the beautiful light that you are. We want at this time to lead you in an exercise that helps you experience your unified field from a different state of consciousness. This also expands the wisdom and the knowledge of your soul that will be used in this lifetime. You know, there was a time when you did not have access to the wisdom of your soul. And now, in this state of being and consciousness, you are starting to remember, and this will continue throughout the rest of this lifetime. We will pause just a moment to let that settle in. Everything that we have just said to you, let it settle in. Now take a deep breath. Another breath. Conscious and aware. Draw in the Christos light from the creative realms of the source of your being. Bring this light in through your entire third triad. Bring this light down through your center channel, down through your legs and your feet, and into your Earth Star. Into the center of the earth, where the luminary community surrounds the original Christed matrix of the earth when it was first created as a Christed physical planet. Draw that Christos light from this original matrix and bring it up through your Earth Star, through your feet and legs, into your first chakra. With your intention, begin to spin your first chakra in Christos light. Spinning and spinning this chakra. With every rotation, your light frequency increases. Now bring this Christos light into your second chakra and begin to spin it with that Christos light, spinning and spinning and spinning. With every rotation, your light frequency increases. Bring the Christos light into your third chakra and spin it in Christo's light. Spinning and spinning the chakra. With every rotation, your light frequency increases. Your increasing light frequency alters your state of consciousness and makes it a valuable asset to your soul. See the brilliance of your light frequency as these three chakras continue to spin. Now bring the first, second, and third spinning chakra into your fourth chakra, which is in the first triad. The spinning first three chakras merge with your fourth chakra, which is filled with your love and appreciation for what Prime Creator created in you as a soul spirit. Now, the Sacred Heart Chakra opens wide. Your Sacred Heart Center has been substantially upgraded since you first were taught about it. It contains your original, personal, Christed matrix. Your Sacred Heart Center is filled with the wisdom of your unique, original master imprints of your soul spirit. Your fifth chakra opens and begins to spin in unison with your first four chakras. The frequency of light is brilliant as the entire first triad is completely altered by the frequency of light that continually emanates from this center. It has truly become a unified, magnificent based triad. It has become a massive spinning vortex of Christos consciousness. The other four triads will merge with this first triad and become one unified field of Christos light and consciousness that continually flows throughout your unified field within you and far beyond the extremities of your physical body. Take a deep breath. Present and aware. The triadic system now becomes one coherent, unified, spinning vortex that contains the entire chakra system in a coherent, massive vortex of creative light. Let us repeat that. The triadic system now becomes one coherent, unified, spinning vortex that contains your entire chakra system in a coherent, massive vortex of creative light. Take a breath. You didn't have a state of consciousness to understand the triads at this level. This consciousness will continue to grow and grow as you practice this process. Take a deep breath and let this all begin to integrate into your field. Another breath. Everything about you is being altered. When you start viewing it all from your soul's perspective and wisdom, everything you previously knew and understood ceases to exist. You are beginning to overcome a huge third-dimensional hurdle. That hurdle is a state of consciousness that tells you that every aspect of you operates separately. Now you can realize that no aspect of you is separate from your entirety. Your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies are all intertwined and function as a unit of crystal's consciousness. This is another level of seeding the wisdom and the light frequency of your soul. As we continue throughout this year's teaching and energetic transmissions, your evolvement, your state of consciousness will grow and move from the mental understanding of the chakras, the light packets, and the triadic system. Your state of consciousness has increased. You will know and experience your unified field of light quite differently. You will know these things from your soul's perspective, which manifests in your physicalness. You are becoming the master that you were created to be. Take a deep breath. Let's pause here a moment to let all of the concepts that we have presented to you and the energetics which have been transmitted to you, let all of this settle into you. Recognize your soul. This is your expression of your individual self. Never separate from the whole. Never separate from your spirit. Never separate from the source of your being. It is through your experience of these things that you will truly know. Deep breath, present, alert, and we will continue this session.
Thank the council. On that tremendous download. Boy, the energetics today have certainly been off the chart. So before we go, just go right into the next segment, everybody take a couple of breaths, move around a little bit in your seat, have a drink of water or whatever you may have. As these energetics today are massive. So I'll take another minute and just kind of, I came across this quote the other day, and I think this may be an appropriate place for it. We are waves of light and sound that have been slowed down. A walking bundle of frequencies tuned to the cosmos. We are souls dressed in sacred garments of biochemistry, and our bodies are the instruments with which our souls play their music. Thought that was lovely, quite appropriate, and that was from Albert Einstein. So if you're ready, and then we'll move into this next segment. So let's delve into the higher mind that we have been referring to as the eighth chakra. Now, we have worked with and done numerous processes throughout the years that include the eighth chakra. All of those elements remain in play and remained as part of the complex building blocks that have formed the pathway to where we find ourselves today. We've learned previously that the eighth chakra holds an aspect of the universal mind which relates to our spiritual experiences in a body. We are now being given the opportunity to broaden our understanding of the higher mind from our current state of consciousness and now through the perspective of our soul. So when preparing for this segment and in considering how the human mind differs from our higher mind, I was led to the question of, Where does our mental body fit into this discussion? And of course, we have worked with the mental and the emotional bodies for years and years. But until I was led to that question, I had not made the conscious connection that the human mind and the mental body function as one. I just have no recall of us defining it in that way in the past. And I wonder if I was the only one that might have missed that memo. But I now understand that our thoughts are held and processed through our mental body. And here's the kicker. Not all of those thoughts are even ours. Thoughts from the mass consciousness of humanity are also processed through and can be held in the mental body. The same is true with the beliefs of parents, teachers, friends, so-called authority figures. Our own negative self-talk can be held in the mental body. And this is why all the work we've done, clearing the mental as well as the emotional bodies, has been so vitally important. So I'll leave you to ponder this for yourselves. And when we have a community call, we can discuss this further, as I would love to hear your thoughts and perspectives on this. So the eighth chakra, our higher mind, is part of the matrix of our soul. It always has been. They were only segmented separately so we could understand them from our then state of consciousness. That past state of understanding was from a body-mind perspective versus from the soul-spirit state of being that we are now transitioning into. Now, this is very important. I do want to state that one more time. In the past, our state of understanding has been from a body-mind perspective. Now, we are transitioning into the soul-spirit state of understanding. This is one of those key elements that you will want to remember going forward. So take a breath. Check your frequency. So now let's add the next step. So be aware of your unified field radiating with the full expression of your soul. With your conscious intent, merge your higher mind chakra with your soul. With this conscious merging, you will never again experience any separation of your higher mind and your soul. From this point on, we will be referring to the higher mind as our soul mind. Take another breath as you receive all that is occurring in this moment. Now, with the sacred authority that you possess as your soul, direct your soul mind to allow you full access to the wisdom held here. That is equal to and coherent with the current frequency level of your state of consciousness as the magnificent soul that you are. Continue taking deep breaths. There are significant changes taking place throughout the entire unified field and in the massive matrix of your soul. In this moment, you are receiving additional levels of light codes that will assist you in continually knowing yourself more fully as your soul. In upcoming sessions, we will continue building your knowing and understanding step by step. And with each level that is added, your light frequency will automatically be upgraded. And this will support your ability to recognize spiritual thought at many multidimensional levels. With your soul mind now consciously in your awareness, there are changes that will begin occurring. One of the immediate changes will be that the wisdom of your soul mind will begin informing your body mind in ways that we could not experience previously. This is because elevated communication channels are now open. And with this opening, a cascading effect is set in motion. So as your soul mind communicates with your body mind, this will allow changes to occur in your mental body. Your brain function and its neurology will be altered. These systems will then be communicated to all the systems of the body, which ultimately will allow the entire body system to upgrade its frequencies even more. Another significant benefit that you will begin experiencing will be in your certainty. From the wisdom of your soul, there will be a refinement and a clarity in that certainty. This refined certainty will provide you with ever deepening levels of knowing yourselves as this luminous soul. Your soul wisdom will also provide profound insights into the magnificence of the gift of your prime directive as it was intended by the Creator. So the seemingly simple process is anything but. It is very comprehensive and involves many complex layers of energetics. And take a breath. So before we close, we would like to remind you one more time that each presentation is now an activator to release the corresponding light codes that are held in the massive energetic blocks that have been placed in your unified fields. So be kind to yourself as you assimilate all the changes that are occurring and the massive energetic frequencies that you have been receiving since we began the session, the whole segment of today. We thank all the master beings who've been with us, who support us each step on this journey. We look forward to our next gathering on April 14th. And until then, love and blessings to you all. And we will close this session.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Blessings. Okay.